growing now while my root cellar is still warm. It's not cool enough to stick anything in for storage yet, and that's going to depend on, you know, when the days begin to shorten and get really cold. And so these late seasons are great because they're still up in the garden growing. We can get some really cold frost and even some freezes, and they don't care. So, okay. So that was a good choice on your part.
Yeah. Good.
Make a mental note for next year again. Rah, rah.
Yes, exactly. I know I am making notes, actually, this year.
Yeah.
This is, it's,
it'll be like this for years.
And, you know, I've got a new favorite tomato.
Ooh, tell us.
And I got it from you. It's the, I think they're called black cherry.
Oh.
But they're bigger than a regular cherry tomato. And I also planted little cherry tomatoes and the little yellow pear-shaped ones. I'm completely swearing off those and going for this black cherry tomato.
I've got some in my garden, and they are delicious.
They are delicious.
Yeah, a little bit larger than those small little red cherry tomatoes, but the flavor in these is smoky and deep and rich. And
yeah.
It's just one of the little nuggets up in the garden.
Right, and you mentioned last week, when you get too many tomatoes built up, just put them in the oven and roast them on down.
Uh-huh.
And so
one of the, yeah,
yeah
that's
go,